your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
I did.
And did you sign them?
I did.
You received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
Yes.
You read that document?
Yes, I did.
You ever filed for bankruptcy before?
Yes.
When did you file?
Probably 15 years ago.
What city did you file in?
Seattle.
Did you receive a discharge?
Yes, I did.
Were you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
The tax return you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes, it is.
Your employer is still the same employer you had when you filed these documents?
Yes, it is.
I have no further questions. Are there creditors present?
Would you like me to verify a social security card and driver's license?
Please.
Yeah.
What documents do you have?
I have a social security card and a Washington driver's license. And the social security number is the same.
They don't want the number on the record.
I know, but it's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And the driver's license matches who's sitting there in front of you?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions. Thank you. You're excused, and you may hang up now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's someone on the phone that has not muted their phone. Please mute your phone.
You have to unmute when you're going to talk, right?
Please mute your phone. Thank you. Next matter is John Larson. John Larson present?
I'm present.
And is your attorney there?
He's on the line.
Mr. Lee, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Thank you. Mr. Larson, would you state your right, or raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your name, please.
John Kenneth Larson.
Is your address still the same as the address on the petition?
Yes.
Did you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities?
Correct. Yes.
Are those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
Yes.
Did you sign them?
Yes.
You received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
Yes.
You ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
Tax return you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes.
Are you currently employed?
No.
You list a boathouse at the yacht club, is that correct?
I didn't quite understand what you were asking.
But you've listed on your schedules a boathouse, is that correct?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you purchase that or did you construct it?
I constructed it.
Okay. What year did you do that?
Approximately 8 years ago.
Do you you know how much it cost you to construct it?
About $20,000.
So tell me about this structure. Can you sell it?
Yes, you can sell it. I do own it. It floats.
She asked, can it be moved?
It can be moved.
How would one move it?
You tow it.
Is it currently listed for sale?
It's currently listed for sale.
Is it listed with the yacht club?
It's listed with the yacht club.
Is this that you have a 1982 Cheerman boat, is that correct, or vessel?
That's correct.
Where is this located?
The yacht club.
You value that at $20,000. How did you get that value?
A broker, a yacht broker for Elliott Bay Yacht Sales, valued it at between $20,000 and $30,000.
And is it currently listed for sale?
Yes.
Who have you listed it for sale with?
The Yacht Club.
Which Yacht Club?
Tacoma Yacht Club.
You list various pieces of household goods and furnishings at $10,400. Does this include the items that are in your wife's possession?
That's a good question. Probably no.
I'd have to look.
I'm not really sure what she does have and doesn't have.
You list that your wife has expensive nautical items.
Yes, she does.
Okay, and are those in her possession?
That's in her possession.
And who purchased those?
We did. My wife and I.
Okay, when you were married?
Yes.
They're still married. They're in the process of divorce.
We are.
Who has the Waterford crystal?
She does.
So you indicate that your wife's divorce attorney is holding approximately $100,000 from the sale of a house. What house is sold?
That's correct.
What house was sold?
We sold a house in Federal Way. And all the funds went into, they were going to be split 50-50. Afterwards, she decided that she wanted it not to be 50-50, and it went into her attorney's office, and it's being held as community property.
Was the house in Federal Way, was that your family home?
That was our family home.
current status of your divorce?
It's still pending.
Have you made any property divisions?
None. Well, no, we each of us took $10,000 from the sale of the house. And then there was $10,000 the attorneys took. So $20,000 total has been split.
That doesn't add up. You said you each took $10,000?
We each took
$10,000. Okay.
And each attorney took $5,000.
$30,000, right?
Incorrect. Oh, yeah, that makes $30,000. I'm sorry.
You indicate that your wife has a 401k plan.
Yes.
And is this from her employment?
That's from her employment.
Or is that past employment?
Past employment.
Is she retired?
She got laid off, terminated, probably about 6 years ago and never went back to work.
You're claiming a portion of this account, is that correct?
Correct.
What's the status of those negotiations in the divorce proceedings?
Everything's at a standstill. There's been no decision. That's the current mortgage bill, plus membership fees and late charges. And the bill is higher, naturally, as of today.
Okay, do you know how much is due today?
In the vicinity of $8,000.
You indicate that they are claiming a lien both on the boathouse and the pyramid, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I should clarify about the lien, and I had put that in an email, which is the yacht club has this abandonment and seizure procedure, so I think that's what we were referring to as a lien. I am not aware of any other type of lien, such as a filed lien. I think that's what was intended. Is that correct, Ken?
That's correct. We signed documents for the club whereby if you don't pay, you give them the right to proceed and get a lien. So if we sell the boathouse, the bill's paid off. So it hasn't been formalized. They haven't gone to court or anything. They've only gone to court in small claims court to sue us for non-payment.
Okay. I have no further questions. Are there any creditors on the line? Mr. Lee, do you have identification and information for Mr. Larson?
Yes, I have reviewed his Social Security card, which matches the number on the bankruptcy forms. I have reviewed his Washington driver's license with a photo ID that matches his appearance.
Okay. That's all the questions that I have for you. Thank you. You're excused. You may now hang up.
Thank you.
Thank you. fucking easy. That was easy. You still there?
Nancy James is still on the phone. I don't know who this is. Speaking.
The attorney and here's the attorney in here.
Okay, how about we move, put all phones on mute again?
Yes.
Next matter is Kimberly Greenbush.
Here.
Okay. Would you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your full name, please.
Kimberly Nicole Greenbush.
And is your address still the same as the address on the petition?
Yes.
Did you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities?
I did.
Those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
They are.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
I did.
Did you sign them?
I did.
You received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
I did.
Have you read that document?
Yes.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy before?
I have not.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
The tax return you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Can you repeat that for me, please?
The tax return that you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes.
Is your employer still the same employer you had when you filed these documents?
Yes.
Do you have an automobile?
No.
Have an account at Wells Fargo that you call a parental account. What do you mean by that?
It's my mother's account. She added me on it as for management purposes in case, like, she passed or something, just so I would have access to it in that case.
Okay. Are the funds in the account all hers?
They are 100% hers.
No further questions. Are there any creditors present? You have already provided to me a copy of your Washington driver's license and your Social Security card, and the information matches that on the petition. Thank you. You're excused. That's all I need. And you can hang up now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jeff and Martha Jordan?
Here.
Are you both?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on a speakerphone or are you each on separate phones?
Separate phones.
Okay. Mr. Jordan, I'll start with you and then I will move on to Mrs. Jordan. Mr. Jordan, would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
State your full name, please.
State your full name.
Oh. Jeff Patton Jordan.
Is your address still the same as the address on your petition?
Yes.
Did you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities?
Yes.
Are those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
Yes.
Did you sign them?
Yes.
You received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
Yes.
Read that document?
Yes.
You ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
Tax return you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes.
Your employer is still the same employer you had when you filed these documents?
Yes.
Jordan, would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your full name, please.
Martha Agatha Jordan.
Your address is still the same as the address on the petition?
Yes.
Do you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities?
Yes.
Are those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed the documents, did you read them?
Yes.
Did you sign them?
Yes.
Received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
Yes, I did.
Read that document?
Yes.
You ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
Tax return you provided, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes, it is.
You indicate you are an independent contractor, correct?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, currently I'm a resident agent for a conservation group in Canada. So I work about 40 hours a month for them, making sure that their state filings are up to date and collecting their mail and that sort of thing. I get for $30 an hour.
Okay. Mr. Jordan, do you receive any income from IntelliJet Marine?
No.
Are you the sole owner of this business?
No, there are approximately 500 stockholders. Last I knew, or somewhere over 500. I own about 60% of it. Martha and I together own about 60% of the stock.
Is the business still operating?
No, not really. It's only operating because I've been contributing my time to it full time to try to turn it into something worth operating. But it hasn't done anything, you know, in the last year. And the it's not current on its taxes, and we have not been able to fund its annual registration in Nevada, where it's domiciled. So it's, I would say it's inoperable, not operating.
You list as an asset trade secret information relating to marine jet propulsion. You have.
I'm sorry?
You list
trade secret.
Trade secret information relating to marine jet propulsion. You have.
Yeah, there are things in my head that might someday be trade secrets, but no, nothing formal.
You indicate that IntelliJet Marine owes you about $110,000, is that correct?
Yes. We have funded IntelliJet Marine out of our pockets for years to pay its various fees, needs, patent fees.
Since it's not operating, do you believe this is collectible?
I'm sorry?
Since the business is not operating, do you believe this is a collectible amount?
No. I guess particularly not in this environment.
I have no further questions. Are there any creditors present?
Yes.
Who's the creditor, please?
This is the landlord for Jeff and Martha renting in Sammamish. This is Prabha and Arvind.
You're the landlord for whom?
For Jeff and Martha.
Okay. Do you have any questions you want to ask them while they're under oath?
I'm trying to understand if they are planning on continuing the rental lease period.
Sir, Mrs. Jordan, can you answer that, please?
Oh, I think Jeff can't quite understand. I think Prava is asking if we are planning to continue our lease.
No.
So I'm trying to understand when it will be revoked, actually. The leases can be stopped.
Mr. and Mrs. Jordan, are you moving out?
We're planning to move out as soon as we're able. My understanding is that we have to get the closure of the process here before we can enter into another agreement, or most people require that.
The landlord, what is your name,
please? Prabha. Do you need me to spell it? T as in Paul, R as in Rabbit, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, H as in Harry, A as in Apple. That's the first name.
And your last name?
N as in Nancy, A, R as in Rabbit, A as in Apple, Y as in Yellow, A, N, A, N.
Do you have any other questions you want to ask them?
No, thank you. I hope you both are doing okay.
Pardon me?
Thank you, Prabha.
Okay.
Are there any other creditors present? Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Jordan, you've already provided me with copies of your Washington driver's license for both of you, as well as copies of your Medicare cards for both of you. The information matches that on the petition. Thank you. You're excused, and you may hang up now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, the next matter is Philip Burnell.
This is Rochelle Sheffield for the debtor, and Philip Burnell is with me.
He's in your office with you?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Burnell, you there?
I am present.
Yes. Mr. Burnell, would you raise your right hand?
Yes.
You solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
State your full name, please.
Philip Paul Burnell.
Is your address still the same as the address on the petition?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It cut out.
Is your address still the same as the address on your petition?
Yes, it is.
Did you prepare and file with the bankruptcy court a list of all of your assets and all of your liabilities?
Yes.
Are those documents, including the petition, the schedules, and the statement of financial affairs, true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Are there any changes that need to be made?
No.
Before you filed these documents, did you read them?
Yes.
Sign them? Sign these documents?
Yes.
Received a copy of the bankruptcy information sheet?
Yes.
Read that document?
Yes.
You ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
Are you required to make any domestic support payments to anyone?
No.
Tax return you provided to me, is that a true and correct copy?
Yes.
Are you still self-employed?
Yes.
What is that self-employment?
The company's name is Burnell Productions. It is internet content creation of on-demand and also live video streaming services.
Find that again, please.
Sure. It's internet content creation of on-demand video and also live streaming video services.
Here, pauses. It's just because I'm making notes here.
Okay.
I'm going to start basically at the beginning of your schedules and just kind of work through them. The first thing you have listed here is real property in Connecticut, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
When did you purchase this property?
Ooh, okay. I want to say it was roughly July of 2009, I believe.
What was the purchase price?
I want to say it was in the $135,000 range. I could be off by a bit there, but that's, I believe that is correct.
Is the property currently rented?
No.
All of my money goes to bills.
Could you repeat that?
Is the property vacant?
It is vacant, yes.
Is the property insured?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. I have not, you know, made a payment on it in quite some time, but I believe that it's still insured, you know, through the mortgage company. I think they've been paying it.
Okay, when's the last time you made a payment?
It was either April.
Sorry, you cut out. I didn't hear that.
Are you what?
When was the last mortgage payment made on the Connecticut property?
I have the motion for relief if you want me to look at that and find the exact date.
No, I just want his recollection.
Oh, okay.
Do you recall when you made the last payment?
April 4, May of 2019. I believe it was probably April.
You also list real property in Renton, is that correct?
That's correct.
When did you purchase that?
That was purchased in June of 2014.
What was the purchase price?
I believe that was $265,000.
You lived there since you purchased it?
Yes, I have lived there since I purchased it.
Are the mortgage payments current on this property?
Yes.
Anyone know what that beeping is?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm hearing a beeping. Are you hearing it on your end?
I'm hearing it too, but I don't know.
No idea what that might be. We'll hope it goes away. Is the property insured?
Yes.
And is this a house or a condo? Mr. Burnell, is this a house or a condo? Burnell. Duffield, are you there?
Nancy?
Yes.
Sorry, there's 60 people on the line for this call, so I think that's the problem.
Okay.
But we're back on.
Okay. Drop out and then.
But I don't. That beeping's coming from.
Okay. Well, let's try and just keep going.
Okay.
So, Mr. Burnell, my question was, is this a house or a condo?
It is a condo.
You answer the question whether or not you have electronics, you say no. Is that a correct answer?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Your schedules indicate you have no electronics. Is that correct?
No electronics. Are you speaking of in regards to the business or in regards to my personal belongings?
Well, your personal, this is your personal bankruptcy. So this
there are electronics that are considered business assets, and then personal electronics would be in the household goods and furnishings section. I just kind of lump them together.
Okay, so let me go through some assets that some of your creditors have told me that you might own, and if you could tell me if they're personal or business and if you still have them. You have a PlayStation 4 Pro system?
That's correct. That is business related, and I do still have it.
Okay. About a standard PlayStation 4?
That is, I still own it. It is business related.
PlayStation 3?
Yep, that is business related. I still have it.
Nintendo Wii?
Business related.
Nintendo Wii U.
Yes, business related. I do still own it.
Nintendo Switch?
Yes, business related, and I do still own it.
Xbox 360.
Yes, Xbox 360, business related. I do still own it.
Nintendo 3DS.
Yes, business related, and I do still own that.
PlayStation Vita?
Yes, I do still own the PlayStation Vita, and it is business related, and I do still own it, yes.
PlayStation Virtual Reality?
Yes, I do still own the PlayStation Virtual Reality, and it is business related, and I have it.
You have a computer? Whoever's making the beeping sound, if you please stop. You have a computer?
I do have a business-related computer, yes.
Home computer?
I'm sorry, could you...
Home computer?
Oh, no, I do not have a home-related computer, no. It's just a business-related computer.
You have an iPad?
I do. It is very old and not functional.
Explain to me how you decide if it's business-related or your personal property.
Sure. Anything that I say is business-related is used solely for the purpose of my internet video content creation or my live streaming. I broadcast video games all day, 6 days a week, and so everything that I just listed is used as a device to broadcast gaming.
Okay. Who purchases the various gaming pieces?
I do.
Personally?
Yes.
Does the business have a separate business bank account?
No.
Does the business file its own tax return?
I'm not sure how.
Well, it looks like they are. Do you file a separate tax return for the business, or is it all in your personal?
I did one tax return, so it must be my personal, yes.
Your business is included on your personal tax return?
Yes.
Do you own or have any access to any online gaming packages?
If you mean like subscription-based gaming services, yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Tell me how those work as far as ownership.
How does that work as far as ownership? Was that the question?
Yes.
They're all personally in my name, connected with my own personal online accounts, and they are all business-related in order to play video games online. Many of these services are required in order to actually play games in a multiplayer capacity.
How many subscriptions do you have?
Off the top of my head, I would say at least three. I know that there's one for Nintendo, there's one for Xbox, and there's one for PlayStation. There may be more if I actually were to, you know, dive deep, but I believe those are the three main ones.
How much does each of them cost?
Oh, man. This is just an estimate. I would assume each one roughly costs around $50 a year there, because I don't have the information in front of me, but I certainly could, you know, break that down at a later date.
$50 a year?
Yeah, that's what I would estimate, yes.
Okay.
Originally, you listed only one bank account with Bank of America. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And I think you filed an amendment where you listed a PayPal account.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So
PayPal.
Tell me how your PayPal account works.
PayPal is an online currency system where people can send funds digitally, and they're held in a virtual, that's not technically a bank account, but it's a virtual account, which can then be used to make purchases online. There's a debit card system. The way it works is as I am creating content, people willingly decide whether or not they want to contribute to help me to continue to create content. And some people will go to what I call my PayPal tips page online, and they submit funds via my PayPal account. In order to contribute to the business.
What did you call that? PayPal what account?
Tips page. That's what I call it, a PayPal tips page. It's just an online website address where people can contribute monetary funds over the internet as a way of basically saying, you know, we like the content you create and we want you to continue to do it. So here's, you know, some funds to help doing it. Now, in addition to that, I receive payment from two different companies. One is called Twitch.tv, the live streaming service company. The other is YouTube, which I'm sure you've probably heard of. That's on-demand video services. And on both of those companies, I either upload content or I live stream content, and I make revenue via those services via various methods, advertisements and other kinds of contribution. And they monthly send me a deposit via PayPal for whatever I have earned in that month. So that's why there's two PayPal accounts. One is for kind of crowdfunding contributions from people who like what I do. The other is from two actual companies who pay me online for my work.
Okay. So this crowdfunding, this is would be considered like someone wants to give you a gift and that's how they give it to you?
Yes. From my understanding, from speaking with my tax attorney, a charitable contribution. It would be the same as if someone went to a restaurant and you were a waiter or a waitress or a bartender and did a good job, and someone said, oh, I really like the job you did, so they would send give the person a tip. So it's the same premise with me. if I'm doing a really live stream or if I put out on people really enjoy, they have the completely optional ability.
You're breaking up. Please repeat what you just said. You just broke up.
Okay. Per my tax attorney, PayPal tips are basically considered like a tip that you would leave at a restaurant. So if you have a good bartender or a good waiter or waitress, you would leave them a tip. That's exactly what my PayPal tips page is. If I'm doing a good live stream for the day, or if I put out on-demand video content that people think is, you know, good, they will optionally and willingly send me a tip via my PayPal tips page. That's how it works.
Okay. I'm looking at the PayPal account that you have sent me. One has Twitch Interactive Incorporated, sends you a check, and then it looks like that same amount goes out, says instant withdrawal to debit card. How does that work?
Yes. What it is that it's a PayPal account, and then I put it into my bank account via the debit card. It's an instant transfer, so that way I can use it, you know, for bills and other things.
Okay. What is Patreon?
Patreon, that is a third-party website where people can pledge, a monthly pledge to my Patreon account. It's, again, considered crowdfunding or fundraising. You can find it at patreon.com. That's the website that I use. And it's optional. Again, if people like the content that I'm putting out, they can pledge some money to my Patreon as a monthly subscription service to me every month.
Okay. What is WWE Network?
Can you repeat that, please?
What is WWE Network?
WWE Network. That is just an on-demand video service. For watching, you know, professional wrestling. That is not business related.
Okay. You've provided me a copy of your PayPal account for 1 month. I would like to see the last 6 months of both of your PayPal statements.
Oh, no. It's going to happen.
What's the problem?
You want the 6 months of both PayPals?
Yes.
Okay, I think I have that, actually. I wasn't sure if you needed all of that, but I'll send that over.
Yeah, oftentimes I don't, as you know, but this one I want to see the last 6 months.
Okay.
You indicate that you have a business of Brunel Productions, is that correct?
That is correct.
And is this considered a corporation or a sole proprietorship? What is it?
I believe it's a sole proprietorship. It's not. I know it's not a corporation. It's sole proprietorship.
Are you entitled to a tax refund for 2019?
No.
Have you filed 2019? I don't recall which year you sent me.
Have you filed 2019? I sent 2018. Have you filed your 19 yet?
Oh, yes, I have. In fact, I sent the final information within the last week, but my tax attorney notified me that due to this coronavirus situation that everything's being delayed and it's not available yet, but I certainly could provide that, you know, when it is available.
Okay, so when you say you sent it, who did you send it to?
My tax attorney.
You list business assets of $1,500, is that correct?
Yes.
We went through the list of the various gaming machines that you have. Is that included in your business assets?
Yes.
your testimony then that the business machines that we went through that you indicated were all business assets, such as your various PlayStation machines, if you were to liquidate those, the value would be $1,500.
Sure. If I were to liquidate them today, estimating a ballpark value, like a garage sale or sell them immediately, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Most of the stuff there, like the computer, is very old. It's over 6 years old.
And the only business you have is Brunel Productions?
That is correct.
How much do you make on a monthly basis from YouTube?
From YouTube, that varies greatly. It could be as low as, I think the lowest month, maybe $500, but it could be very high as well, depending on the time of year, because YouTube ad revenue fluctuates. It could be as high as, over $1,000. So really, I would have to crunch some numbers to give you an average.
Okay, you broke up there a bit. My understanding is your testimony is between $500 and $1,000 a month, depending on the month.
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds about correct for an average, yes.
Okay. How about Twitch? How much do you make a month from Twitch?
I would average, let's just say between $3,000. It could be a little higher or a little lower, but that's average.
About $3,000?
Yeah.
Three to four.
How
about Streamlabs?
Streamlabs, that's a program that I used to stream, but I don't make revenue from that.
How much do you make each month from Patreon?
At this point, I would say about between $300 and $400 a month.
Teespring,
that is the T-shirt company. I make very little, maybe at most $100 a month, but usually it's much less than that.
You provided to me, looks like summaries might be considered a profit and loss. It talks about net profit / loss calculations. You have various columns here. I just want a little bit of explanation. Obviously, the first one is self-explanatory. You have the month. The next column you list profit / income growth. What is that?
Profit income gross, that would be before any kind of expenses were taken out of it. It's just the gross income for that month.
Do you mean where does the income come from, like the difference?
I think you'll understand as we go on, so I understand this. Then you say expenses total, and then you say, and in a separate column, you have just business expenses. What's the difference between those two, and how do you calculate them?
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I believe what you're referencing is that.
Is
it right in front of you?
Yeah.
I believe I broke it down so that in one case it would be all the money that I make, the gross profit minus the business expenses. Then the other case was showing in regards to all of my personal debts, including the payments that I was making on things like credit cards and things like that. I think from the top of my head, I think that's what you're speaking of.
So when I did the Beans test, I only used the business figures, and then the personal would be what's on the ING or the J, like regular living expenses.
Okay. What do you consider a business expense?
Anything relating, you know, to the business per the instruction of my tax attorney. So it could be, the cost of a video game, the cost of a subscription for a video game, a microtransaction within a video game, the cost of a piece of new equipment, maintenance on said equipment every month. It could be the internet, cost of internet every month. It could be cost of, you know, utilities necessary for the business. You know, cost of cell phone for the business. All those things would be included.
Go ahead.
And basically anything related to my internet content creation, you know, including, like I said, cost of video games, cost of subscription-based services, microtransactions within video games, cost of internet.
Sorry. I just said keep going, and we'll try and ignore that beeping sound.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I think I'm hitting upon most of it. You know, basically anything that is related to me creating content on the internet, whether it's the on-demand videos or the live streaming, and, you know, there's many factors, including not only the cost of the video games, but the internet and microtransactions and all kinds of things that happen within, you know, the realm of gaming.
Are you currently married?
Yes.
Your wife joining in this petition?
No.
Do you have any assets that are not listed on these documents?
No.
It's a recent marriage.
Yeah.
It's a pretty recent marriage, so these deaths were basically separate.
Pretty recent as to when were you married?
April of 2019.
Okay, I have no further questions. Are there creditors on the line?
Hello?
Yes, are you a creditor?
No, sorry, that was me. You cut out, so I just wanted to make sure you were still there.
Okay. Are there any creditors on the line? Okay, your name, please. Oh, your last name? And you're with Citibank? Do you have questions you want to ask, Mr. Burnell?
Hmm. Did you realize you needed to file this case?
We filed.
When did you realize you needed to file? I think is what you asked.
So it'll be a little bit earlier. Yeah.
I mean,
considering
we
that?
Met in October.
Right. So, okay. I would say middle of 2019 was basically, you know, when I realized there was no way that I was going to be able to handle, you know, what was going on financially in my life anymore. There was no way to get out of it.
If there's creditors on the line who have unmuted their phones, please mute until you're ready to speak. Yeah. Go ahead, Mr. Ellis.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You cut out. Yes, for a few more months. And like as my bankruptcy attorney just stated, we filed in October. And so...
No, we met in
October. Oh, no, that's right. When did we file? In
January.
In January. We met in October. And upon the initial discussion with my bankruptcy attorney, I was told at that point, completely discontinue use of all, you know, lines of credit, and I did. But I would say probably up until that discussion with my bankruptcy attorney in October of 2019, I was still, you know, actively using lines of credit and making payments towards the credit.
Okay. And do you still have any purchases from those lines of credit in your possession, or did you sell them, or where's that property now?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You cut out yet again.
Sure. The purchase that you made with your credit lines following your realization that you were insolvent, do you still have those purchases?
It's cutting out, but keep going. The purchases that were made with the credit line.
Yes, the purchases that he made with the credit line after realizing he was insolvent, does he still have that property in his possession?
Most of the purchases that I would have made with any kind of lines of credit would have been things such as groceries, you know, that kind of stuff. It's not like I was buying anything significant for personal property or anything like that. Now, if you have specific questions about, you know, prep purchases, obviously I could talk with you behind the scenes about that. I don't know specifically what you're referencing, but I did not make, if you're, you know, trying to basically say that I bought a bunch of stuff and I still have it, it only would have been business-related stuff and or, you know, necessities like grocery shopping and things like that, to my knowledge.
Okay. And the other question I would have then is if it was business-related stuff, I heard you mention that you had a lot of equipment, PS4s, things like that. You're saying that you owned these prior to realizing that you were insolvent, correct?
Let me think about that. I would say yes, that's correct.
Okay. And other business expenses like purchasing games for your streaming content company, you purchase these games also with... Let me just reword that. Have you purchased any games since October?
Since October? Yes.
On credit lines, are you specifically referring to?
Or yes, on credit lines. Well, I'm trying to establish where insolvency was realized so that we can sort of come to an understanding that any purchases made on credit post-insolvency wouldn't be dischargeable.
Yeah, no, I did not make any purchases on credit after my initial conversation with my bankruptcy attorney in October.
Okay, and...
Sure.
Another thing, too. So you made all these purchases for these equipment systems. I'm assuming that's the bulk of your business expenses as far as, you know, having to buy the equipment, having to buy the games, things like that. Reviewing your filing, it looks like you stated here that you have about $5,000 a month in business expenses. Can you itemize that for me?
Hold on. Legit.
Right. Nancy, I'm not sure this person is for Citibank.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
I'm not sure.
I'm calling representing Citibank. Yes, Citibank. What are you talking about?
Right, are you an attorney or what's your position at Citibank or?
I work in collections.
I don't know. This doesn't seem...
this seems like a sort of an attempt to back out of answering the very transparent question reviewing the